This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Old Man Winter is finally making an appearance across Oshkosh in northeastern Wisconsin. The first winter storm will bring with it a half foot of snow and strong winds. Following the storm, a blast of cold Arctic air is expected to move in with single-digit high temperatures for the weekend. Those frigid temperatures should finally bring ice to Lake Winnebago. Oshkosh police are getting a series of raises. This year, under their new contract, police will get a 3% increase, a little better than 4% the following 2 years. The Oshkosh Common Council tonight will vote on adding another tripper bus to Go Transit's morning Oshkosh North route. The current bus service is overcrowded, causing some safety concerns. The cost of the additional bus service would be shared by the city along with the school district. The City Council will also set goals for City Manager Mark Roloff for 2024 tonight. Page 2, you may have noticed some work being done on the old Northwestern building downtown. T.J. Rogers bought that building a couple years ago. Crews are starting work on a restaurant there. Eventually, a boutique hotel will be added. Talking restaurants, several new ones are popping up in Oshkosh, including Max Macaroni and Cheese coming to town. Mad Chicken took over the old Hardee's location, and the old Sister's location that was vacant for years is now Good Yolk Pancake and Cafe. Oshkosh Restaurant Week, by the way, gets underway next week with 28 restaurants participating. January is Radon Awareness Month, and the County Health Department is offering you a deal. The county is offering radon testing kits for only $5 this month. And another great year for Oshkosh teenager Brody Endley and his Christmas lights display for charity. He raised better than $12,700 for the Oshkosh Kids Foundation. 1,160 pounds of food and 1,100 books were donated. Great job, Brody. Turning to sports, the Wisconsin Herd lost to the Stockton Kings last night, 107-81 at the arena. The Herd has started their regular season 4 wins and 1 loss. And Oshkosh's Ty Halliburton injured his hamstring last night as the Pacers upset the Boston Celtics. That's a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday. We're back again later this week on the Chamber website, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.